Let's head up to the Gold Coast now and have a chat to Anthony Allen, a man who was partnered the favourite in the Caulfield Cup Incentivise when he first burst onto the scene up north, and he'll be watching with great interest today. Anthony, appreciate your time this morning. How are you on this Caulfield Cup day?
I'm good. Very excited. A little bit nervous for the guy, but no, exciting. Can't wait.
Can't believe they dumped you for Preble. What's he got? You were at one point. There was a thought that there may be a way, and your name was your hat was thrown in the ring. Did you ever give it any real thought that you might have been in this position today at Caulfield?
I thought the whole time I was going to be a chance, but I knew with the COVID and going down there and riding, it's just going to be all up in the air. But it was back and forth. It was exciting to even be thought about riding a horse in the Caulfield Cup. So, in his prep down there, anyway. Yeah.
You'll be on the track at the Gold Coast. You've got a race at 5:22. The Caulfield Cup's at 5:15. So is there a big screen on track that you can watch it or listen to it, or are you going to not know for a few minutes?
To be honest, I'll be asking the barrier boys behind the gate to put the radio on. That's about all, the best I could probably get, you know, the closest I can get to it.
And then hopefully a delayed start at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, just delayed, but waiting for a jockey missing from the
You might say yours needs to be resaddled if they're running a couple of minutes late at Caulfield to have a listen.
Not a bad idea.
Okay. Hey, we are on a heavy track down here today. It may improve to a soft seven. You've ridden him in a couple of his soft track wins. What's your gut feel about how he'd get through a borderline heavy track?
Gut feels like, honestly, he's never really had trouble on the sort of the wet. Like, he got through it. Like, he's a big floater, so... I think Brett Preble's going to do an awesome job today. You know, wide alley still, but I think from that gate, like, I don't believe he has to lead every race, so it'll be exciting to see what he plans out. Preble's, you know, he's on fire.
Wet compared to dry, though, just on raw margins, I think one of them was 0.8 lengths and one of them was 3.3, and his most spectacular wins were by 3 and 4 times those margins on mostly drier ground. If there was an ideal surface for him, would it be a little bit firmer than today, or you've got no concerns today at all?
I've got no concerns, to be honest, but a little bit firmer, you know, you just have a bit more confidence, but I'm not exactly sure how the track plays out there, and it's heavy down there, so 20 horses running around is be making a big difference.
When you won his maiden on him, that started the winning sequence, he started $17. Did you think he could have won that day?
To be honest, to start before, I was really questioning what he was capable of, because that little had, like, see, like, your horses always seem to roll really nicely, and I usually give an honest opinion, but I just said he hasn't shown anything, and I was like, oh, he hasn't really given me a good feel yet. And then when he won, it felt like the penny dropped in that middle of the race, you know, like 600 onwards, where we really let down. But he hit the line enormous that day, so that's the day where it was all the way from there. So
I was going to ask you about that. Was there a moment where the penny dropped? And to me, it sounds like it just happened midway through a race where you said he found an extra gear that you didn't know was there.
I don't even think he knew, to be honest. Like, the legs were going everywhere at the maiden. He was running all over the shop, but for him to put an extra couple of lengths on the horse that already kicked, I think it was Ration that kicked him a couple lengths in front. I didn't think we were going to run it down at one point, but the gears he has and the length he's got in, like, in stride, he seems to catch it really easily, and just to go up there, they hit the line even stronger after that too.
What's your overriding feeling been since he's been in Melbourne, and to see what he's been able to do, to take that form and win two Group 1s down here? Have you been proud of the horse? Have you been chuffed to watch what he's been doing?
Oh, honestly, yeah. 100%. Like, his horse is impressive. Like, he went in the mile. I thought him showing a little bit of a dog fighting himself and pushing him off. So I was actually rapt with that. I honestly thought the mile was questionable. Like he just like they might be able to chase him down a little bit. But the more ground, like, today's perfect. That's what I've been moving. Got him, like, perfect for. So I think it's going to be a good race.
Has he bounced since he's been in Queensland? When you see him in the mounting yard physically, and when you see him race and what he's been able to do at weight for age, is he a better horse than he was 3 months ago?
100%. Like I said to Steve, every start he was getting bigger and better, and he's clicking, like, he's understanding what I want and what I need. And now, like, even out the gate, like, in the mile, like, I was like, gee, he's already, like, switched out. He didn't have to scrub him or anything. He done it all on his own, you know? which is what I was trying to get him to do in the fourth start, which that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, when I led on him, that was sort of a different ball game. And I was, yeah, it's interesting to see what he's done, and he's impressing all of us.
Shows this tremendous fighting quality. We saw it in both his wins at Flemington, where horses got close enough and probably looked like they were going to run him down. And it's almost like he's got this will, a refusal of letting another horse get past him. Did he have that sort of a feel when you were riding him?
Well, a little bit. Like, in the cup, he sort of had a horse pressured him on the outside, and he really switched on. But to be honest, I never really had a horse to sort of take me in or challenge me into the race, so I never really found out in the last 100. So it was good to see in the last 100 when you do ask for him, he does give you more than he already does. So.
Now, when he wins today, I'm trying to think of how you can work this.
Matty's
how you can work this. Tell him it's like a jigsaw, and every piece of it is a jigsaw that's had to be put in by someone, and you played an important role in the development of the horse, and what I'm wondering is if it wins, is there anything there for A. Allen?
Don't worry, I'll be cheering. I'll be just happy for the guy. And especially Steve, you know, just wrapped the horses, actually doing what I told him to do.
Well, hopefully the owners have listened and thought, oh, gee, that's right, A. Allen should get a sling out of this, yeah.
I don't know.
It's all right.
Well, yeah, no, won't be like that.
Matty will put the hand out for you, and you might be able to get something there.
You don't know it yet, but I'm your man in Melbourne, all right?
Yeah, but I'll be reading it.
Anthony, great to catch up this morning, mate. Have you got a winner at Gold Coast today?
Yeah, I got one in the race two, Mimosa. I think it's probably my best ride for the day. I won on it to start back, and it was wasn't too bad, but the track today is going to be playing a big part, so we'll see how we go after the first race.
All right, Zamosa, race two, Aquas Park today. You played a big part in the storyline of Incentivise. It'll be fascinating to see how it plays out today. Good luck trying to listen behind the barriers, and thanks for joining us on race day morning, Anthony.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.